Okay, let's unpack this. How often have we all just, brushed off a red, irritated eye, thinking, it's just pink eye, it'll go away on its own? It's so common.
Exactly. It feels like such a minor thing sometimes. But that's what we're diving into today. We've gone through a whole stack of sources to figure out, well, when is that redness actually a sign of something serious? And how do emergency rooms handle it? Who really needs to be extra careful? The goal here is really to give you the knowledge to make smart decisions about your eye health. Know when to worry and when not to.
Right, because assuming it's simple could be a big mistake. So let's get right into it. Here's where it gets really interesting. When does that annoying pink eye become something that needs an ER visit? Like now?
Okay, the number one absolutely critical sign is severe eye pain. And I don't mean just scratchy or irritated, I mean sharp, deep pain or pain that's getting noticeably worse.
So not just discomfort, but actual pain.
Precisely. That kind of pain can signal some really serious underlying problems, things like keratitis, that's inflammation of the cornea, the front part of your eye, or even deeper issues like uveitis, which affects the middle layer, or other inflammations inside the eyeball itself. These are vision-threatening, truly.
Wow, okay. So pain is a huge one. What about how well you can see?
That's the next major red flag. Sudden vision changes, any haziness, blurriness, maybe trouble focusing that comes on quickly. That tells you it's not just on the surface. It strongly suggests the cornea might be involved or there's inflammation happening inside that's affecting your sight.
And sensitivity to light. I've heard that can be bad too.
Definitely. Light sensitivity, or photophobia as it's called. If bright light actually hurts your eyes, that's a critical sign. It often points towards those more serious things we mentioned, like keratitis or uveitis. Needs specialist attention for sure.
Okay, got it. Are there specific situations where even mild redness should set off alarm bells?
Absolutely. Contact lens wearers are a really key group here. If you wear contacts and get any redness, even if it seems minor, take them out immediately and see a doctor right away. No waiting.
Why the urgency for contact users?
Because the risk of bacterial keratitis is so much higher, especially from a nasty bug called Pseudomonas aeruginosa. It can damage the cornea incredibly fast, like frighteningly fast. Permanent vision loss is a real risk if you don't get prompt antibiotics.
That's scary. Okay, who else is particularly vulnerable?
Newborns. This is critical. Any baby under 1 month old showing red eyes or any kind of discharge needs urgent medical care, period. There's a serious risk of infections they might have picked up during birth, like from Neisseria gonorrhea or Chlamydia trachomatis. These can cause blindness if they aren't treated immediately. It's an emergency.
Wow, newborns. Okay, that's vital to know. What about accidents, like getting something in your eye?
Yes, exposure to chemicals. Any chemical splash in the eye acid, alkali, doesn't matter, is an immediate emergency. You need to rinse, rinse, rinse with clean water nonstop for at least 15, maybe 20 minutes, then straight to emergency care. Delaying can cause permanent damage.
Okay, immediate rinsing, then ER.
Yeah.
Got it. And what if things just aren't getting better?
That's another important one. If your symptoms are persistent or worsening after, say, a week or two, or if they're getting worse even though you're doing home care or started some treatment, that's a sign to go back. It could mean it wasn't diagnosed correctly, or maybe the infection is resistant, or something else entirely is going on.
You mentioned discharge before. Is there a specific type of discharge that's more worrying?
Yes, absolutely. Severe or unusual discharge. Think thick, pus-like stuff. Yellow-green, maybe. Especially if your eyelids are practically glued shut in the morning, really hard to open. That can signal a nasty bacterial infection, like gonococcal conjunctivitis, which needs immediate treatment.
Okay. Thick, yellow-green, sticky discharge. Bad sign.
Right. And also, we need to think about keratoconjunctivitis. That's when the pink eye infection actually spreads to the cornea. That leads to blurred vision, pain, more light sensitivity. It's often caused by adenovirus, and it really needs a specialist to look at it.
And what if you feel sick otherwise, like a fever?
Good point. If the pink eye comes along with other symptoms like a fever, cough, or maybe a skin rash, it might be part of a bigger viral illness. While that might not always mean rushing to the ER, it definitely means seeing a doctor to figure out the whole picture. It really makes you question, doesn't it? Are you missing these clues because you just write it off as pink eye?
It certainly does. That's a lot to keep in mind. So, moving on from the specific signs, who is generally more vulnerable? Who needs to be extra cautious about pink eye potentially becoming serious?
Well, what's really fascinating, I think, is how something that seems mild can escalate much faster in certain groups. First off, children. Especially kids in daycare or school settings. Germs just spread like wildfire there.
Oh, tell me about it.
And their immune systems are still developing, so they might be more susceptible, maybe get it worse sometimes.
Makes sense. And what about adults with other health issues?
Yeah, that's a big one. Immunocompromised individuals, so people whose immune systems are weaker, maybe due to a chronic illness like diabetes or certain medications or autoimmune conditions, they're at a much higher risk for severe infections or even unusual types of eye infections. Even mild symptoms should probably be checked out sooner rather than later for them.
Okay. And we already talked about contact lens, but they're worth mentioning again here.
Definitely worth repeating. Contact lens wearers just have that significantly higher risk of corneal infections, bacterial keratitis specifically. Vigilance and meticulous lens hygiene aren't optional for them.
So it's about immune status, contacts, what else? Lifestyle, maybe?
Absolutely. Allergy sufferers, for instance, they tend to rub their eyes more because of irritation from allergens. And that rubbing can easily introduce bacteria or viruses into an already sensitive eye.
Ah, the rubbing factor. I hadn't thought of that connection.
Yeah. And then there's basic hygiene, people who maybe aren't as diligent with hand washing or who share towels, makeup, things like that. That's an easy way to spread it or even reinfect yourself.
Simple stuff, but really important.
It is, and just being in close contact with someone who actively has conjunctivitis obviously increases your risk.
Right.
And finally, having a recent viral illness, like a cold or the flu, sometimes viral conjunctivitis just tags along with those.
Okay, so we know the warning signs, we know who's most at risk. Let's say you do have one of those serious symptoms and you head to the ER. What actually happens there? And maybe is the ER always the first stop?
That's a really important practical question, and here's something that might surprise you. According to research back in 2017, pink eye is actually the most common eye condition seen in U.S. emergency rooms.
Wow, the most common.
Yeah, nearly a third of all eye-related ER visits. It shows how often people go there for it. But, and this is key, while it's common in the ER isn't necessarily the best first stop for simple, uncomplicated cases. A lot of those visits might not have been truly necessary.
Okay, so education on when to go is important.
Yeah.
But if you're there for a valid reason.
Right. If your symptoms justify being there, they will do a thorough evaluation. They'll ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
How long have you had symptoms? What's the discharge like? How bad is the pain? Any vision changes, light sensitivity? And definitely, are you a contact lens wearer?
Will they do specific eye tests?
They might use a slit lamp. That's basically a microscope with a bright light that lets them get a highly magnified view of the front of your eye. They can check the cornea for scratches, ulcers, inflammation, or look for tiny foreign objects.
Okay, they check you out thoroughly. Then what? How do they treat it in the ER?
Well, it depends on what they suspect is the cause. For viral pink eye, which is the most common kind, treatment is mostly supportive care. Because, you know, most viral cases just need to run their course. So they'll focus on making you comfortable cool compresses, artificial tears for lubrication, and importantly, advice on how not to spread it.
So usually no antiviral meds for viral pink eye?
Not usually. Antivirals are typically reserved for specific situations, like if they suspect the herpes simplex virus is involved, especially if it's affecting the cornea.
Okay. What if they think it's bacterial?
For suspected bacterial infections, ER docs will often prescribe antibiotic eye drops or ointment. This can help speed up recovery and reduce spread. They're particularly likely to prescribe them for contact lens wearers because of that higher risk of complications we talked about.
And if it looks like allergies?
If it seems like allergy-related conjunctivitis, they'll likely recommend antihistamine eye drops, maybe mast cell stabilizers. Avoiding the trigger allergen is key, of course. Sometimes, for severe allergic reactions, they might consider short-term steroid drops, but usually under close supervision.
What happens if it's something serious they find or they aren't sure? Do they handle everything in the ER?
Not always. If they identify something needing specialized care, or if the diagnosis isn't clear, they'll provide a specialist referral. So if you have severe pain, vision loss, bad light sensitivity, a contact lens-related infection, or if they suspect a really nasty bacterial infection like gonorrhea or chlamydia, or if things just aren't getting better, they'll send you to an ophthalmologist, an IMD, for more advanced care. The ER acts as a crucial triage point.
And I assume they take precautions not to spread it in the hospital.
Oh, absolutely. Hospitals have very strict infection prevention protocols, hand washing, gloves, cleaning equipment. They're very aware of how contagious pink eye can be.
Right. Now, you mentioned earlier that redness doesn't always equal pink eye. It can be tricky. What are some of those great imposters, things that look like pink eye but aren't?
That's such a critical piece of this whole puzzle, because jumping to the it's just pink eye conclusion can be risky if it's actually something else. So connecting this back, it's about not making assumptions based just on redness. For instance, allergy-related irritation. Yes, it causes itchy, watery, red eyes, but usually it affects both eyes, often comes with sneezing or a runny nose, and crucially, it's not contagious.
Okay, allergies.
What else? Sometimes it's the eyelids themselves. Eyelid inflammation called blepharitis. That gives you crusting, redness, irritation right along the lash line, often worse in the morning. People mistake it for pink eye, but the problem is focused on the lid margin.
I see. And what about actual injuries?
A scratched cornea, a corneal abrasion, that definitely causes redness, tearing, often significant pain, light sensitivity. But it usually happens after some kind of minor trauma, like getting poked in the eye, or maybe related to contact lens wear, needs prompt attention to avoid infection.
And more serious infections that mimic it.
Yes, keratitis, that corneal infection we keep mentioning. It's much more serious than simple pink eye. Early on, symptoms might overlap redness, irritation. But the key flags are usually more significant pain, definitely blurred vision, and that strong light sensitivity. Especially, again, in contact lens users. Urgent care is needed.
And inflammation deeper inside the eye.
Right, uveitis or areatitis. Inflammation of the internal parts of the eye, again, can start with redness, but often there's a deeper aching kind of pain, more pronounced light sensitivity, and blurred vision. This absolutely needs proper diagnosis and treatment to prevent permanent damage.
Okay, so lots of possibilities, which brings us back to, when don't you need the ER? When is less intensive care the right call?
That's the flip side, and just as important, you don't always need to rush off. Telehealth can actually be a great first step for many cases. If your symptoms are fairly mild, maybe just redness and irritation, and crucially, your vision is still clear. A virtual visit with a doctor can often be enough. They can assess your symptoms, sometimes diagnose it and recommend treatment, or tell you if you do need to be seen in person.
That's really convenient.
Exactly. You can connect with a provider quickly, show them your eye via video, describe your symptoms. Their doctors are trained to differentiate pink eye from mimics. They can diagnose, suggest home care, or even prescribe medications, including antibiotics, if they think it's bacterial and necessary.
That sounds efficient. How should someone prepare for a virtual visit like that?
Good question. To make it work well, you need a device phone, tablet, computer with a working camera and mic. Make sure it's charged. You need a decent internet connection, good lighting, so the doctor can actually see your eye clearly. And it helps to have your symptom history ready. When did it start? What have you noticed? Also a list of any medications you take. And find a quiet spot for the call.
But what if the telehealth doctor is concerned?
That's the safety net. If during the virtual visit, the provider suspects anything more serious based on your symptoms, the look of your eye, your history, they will tell you. They'll advise you on the right next steps, whether that's seeing your primary doctor, an eye specialist, or yes, even going to urgent care or the ER if necessary. They act as that initial screen.
So telehealth is an option for mild cases. What about just seeing your regular family doctor?
Yes, primary care is perfectly fine for most uncomplicated cases. If it seems like a standard viral or mild bacterial infection, you don't have vision changes or severe pain, you're not a contact lens wearer, no recent eye surgery or injury, and you're not a newborn, your regular doctor can usually handle it.
And what about just managing mild symptoms at home?
For those really mild cases, at-home treatments can make a big difference in comfort. Simple things like warm or cool compresses over the closed eye, whatever feels better. Lubricating eye drops, the ones called artificial tears, can soothe that dry, gritty feeling. And for itchiness, especially from viruses or allergies, over-the-counter antihistamine or decongestant eye drops can help.
You mentioned something surprising earlier about bacterial pink eye.
Ah, yes. That insight from Dr. Eirich at Included Health, it's worth repeating. Most cases of bacterial pink eye actually clear up on their own, without antibiotics. So often, starting with these home comfort measures is the right first step, even if it turns out to be bacterial. The body can often fight it off.
That really changes the perspective on automatically needing antibiotics.
Yeah.
So wrapping this all up, this deep dive really underscores that pink eye isn't just one simple thing. It's common, yes, but understanding the potential seriousness, the warning signs, that's key.
Absolutely. It boils down to empowerment through knowledge, doesn't it? Knowing when you must seek immediate help, remembering those red flags. Severe pain, vision changes, light sensitivity, specific high-risk situations. Knowing when telehealth is a good, convenient option. And knowing when simple home care is likely enough. The most critical takeaway, I think, is not to ignore symptoms that persist, worsen, or seem unusually severe. Especially if any of those warning signs pop up. It makes you really think twice before just assuming right.
It really does. Always trust your gut feeling. If something feels wrong or you're just not sure, get professional advice. Your eyesight is too important. Until next time, stay informed, stay curious, and take good care of yourselves.